Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's Heart 1032, available on the web at heart1032.com.au.
And now, from the creators of Aaron and Dan, 10 days, 9 months.
Last time on 10 days, 9 months, Joseph battled it out with Lami, a descendant of the giant Goliath. After flinging a stone fair square into his elbow, he went running like a big namby-pamby. Joseph and Mary continue on their way to the little town of Bethlehem.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Are we there
Mary,
yet?
Mary, does this look like Bethlehem? Is there anything about this dusty old trail that screams Bethlehem to you? Have you seen any big white letters across the mountainside that reads Bethlehem?
I was just asking. This pregnancy thing really messes you around a bit, you know? Look at these varicose veins. It's not easy sitting on a donkey for days on end.
Yes, yes, you're quite right. I suppose it is time we call it a day. Now, where shall we set up? In the green pastures over to the left, or at the entrance of that scary-looking cave?
Oh, I like the looks of the scary-looking cave.
What is that?
What?
Well, every time we say scary-looking cave... See? That!
It's probably a sign from God that whatever we do, we mustn't camp at the entrance of that scary-looking cave.
Maybe. But maybe not. Let's camp there.
And so Joseph and Mary set up camp at the entrance of the scary-looking cave. Okay, really, that's quite enough. We do get the picture. It's probably not a wise move for our adventurers to be camping near the scary-looking cave. Honestly now, it's becoming a little silly, I think. Let's continue the story as Joseph and Mary have set up camp and are about to rest their weary heads near the entrance to this scary cave. Stop that! Now stop it! It really is nonsense!
What was that?
Sorry, am I snoring again?
No, it wasn't as deep as that. See? There it is again!
No, I don't like the sound of that. Sounds like it's coming from inside this scary cave.
Honestly.
Do you want to go in and investigate?
Oh, that's brilliant, Einstein. Follow a haunting roar into a scary cave.
Well, what do you suggest we do?
Ignore it. Go to sleep.
With those words, Mary returned to her slumber. Joseph, however, was left curious as to what could have caused that horrendous roar from within the scary cave.
Now that is quite enough. I've asked nicely, and you're beginning to try my patience. I'm not a princess, but I certainly will not work under these conditions. If I hear that ridiculous, scary music one more time, I will walk from this studio. Do you hear me? I'll walk!
Now then, curious as to what this roaring sound was, Joseph left Mary sleeping in peace and ventured into... Now, I'm going to say it, and I don't want to hear anything in response... Joseph ventured into the scary cave. Thank you. I truly appreciate your maturity in...
Oh, very funny. Well, you can forget about it. What's going to happen in tomorrow's episode? I don't care, to be quite honest.
We hope you enjoyed this Heart 1032 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit heart1032.com.au.